right now. This is Jeopardy! From the 90s. All these questions are 90s questions.
Okay.
Howings.
Like questions about the 90s or questions that were asked on Jeopardy in the 90s?
About the 90s.
Oh, about the 90s.
Okay. Yep.
So, Howings, you were fully grown in the 90s.
I was.
You'll get a half point for every answer, correct?
Okay.
Kelly and Steve.
I went from my toddler years to my teenage years in the 90s, 3 to 13.
Yeah. Steve, you're slightly older, but
yeah, it was
so you each get a full point for every correct answer. Maitland gets 2 points for every correct answer because you were born in
96.
Okay, yeah, 2 points. And Tommy, only 3 years later, but he'll get 3 points.
My goodness.
He's just so much less likely to know things than Maitland.
Yeah.
Not in there. That's no fun then. No, it just feels mean when he's not in there.
I feel like Steve's weird, in the real catbird seat on this game.
It was my formative years.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was just like how I was talking about how much knowledge I have about things that happened in the 80s, even though I was like 10. I remember stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I think Steve's in a good spot.
You thinking Steve's getting too many points?
I mean, I think he might be.
You know something? Let's just stick with what you said.
Yeah, because 3/4 of a point would be not fun.
It'd be
math.
Tough to keep track
of.
All right, so Tommy gets 3, Maitland gets 2, Steve Kelly 1, Hot Wings. Half point for any correct answer. Remember,
wouldn't it have been easier just to give me one and then everyone sequentially instead of giving me backward one?
Yeah, but we always do that. I can handle the math.
You don't like a halfie?
No, no. Again, it's like baseball math.
Yeah.
I don't like getting half games.
So remember, as always with Jeopardy, you can't buzz in until the question is finished being read.
Of course.
Read.
Yeah.
That's right.
Are you ready to start 90s Jeopardy?
Yes.
Yes.
What is yes?
Many an answers are always in the form of a question as well. Thank you for the reminder, Steve.
Yeah, no problem.
Many a 90s mom thought all these alliterative stuffed animals would
Kelly
increase in value and pay for her kids' college education.
Steve.
Steve.
What is Beanie Babies?
Correct. You've received 1 point.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have a real hard time not jumping the gun because every other game we play, we jump the gun.
And I have a really hard time not saying my name immediately after everybody else.
I noticed
to make myself feel included, whether I know the answer or not. Which is why when Hot Wings buzzed in and then I said, Kelly, I knew Beanie Baby, but I also realized in that moment I messed up.
I like that you're, I appreciate your disclosure.
Thanks.
Yeah, I feel like we really need to invest in hand plungers in here.
Yes.
It's like they do on the show where they can rapidly hit them.
And maybe what would that do for the audio listener?
Nothing, but it would make it would make me feel better about how I jumped the gun because then I could start doing it very quickly.
All those pens that Tommy had that he was so excited.
Ooh,
that way, if you buzzed in, you'd get a little shocker. Yeah,
that's a good idea. I can get more of them.
And we know how cool Tommy will be bringing them in.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
For those who didn't hear it that day, pen. Tommy Hot Wings, you're a pen repairman.
Freebeer said you could repair it with your pen kit.
It was a good strategy.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
So overzealous. Tommy had a pen that would give you a shock that he got at 5 and under. And rather than just let people maybe pick it up organically and click it and get a little shock, he basically shoved it down the throat of every person who came in the room.
I wasn't
here,
patient.
Here, you want to try my fancy pen? Well, I just walked through the door, and I don't exactly run in every day thinking, ooh, when can I click a pen?
So, I was impatient.
No. All right, question number 2. Steve leads 1-0.
By the way, since Kelly does peer pressure buzz-ins, maybe from time to time, even if she buzzes in last, you could still call on her first.
It's a great
just
idea.
Just to see where her head's at.
I'm here.
Let's go back for a second. Steve, did you say who is Beanie Babies?
What is Beanie Babies?
Okay, good. Just making sure. Hot Wings, you didn't know whether he did or not. You wanted it. It would have fallen to Maitland. She was second.
I respect it.
I see what you're doing. I like it. All right. 90s Jeopardy. Bubba tells this Tom Hanks character about fried shrimp, shrimp gumbo, and boiled shrimp, among others.
Kelly.
Maitland.
Forrest Gump. Oh, no!
Steve. Kelly, it was me.
Kelly.
Who is Forrest Gump?
Correct.
Dang.
By the way, you guys did a really good job of holding your water on that one.
I know.
Especially because I definitely paused with among others.
Oh, yeah. You do that stupid little trick, too, while we play this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
The game is for you guys to play. You are for me to play.
And then I finally waited this time, and then I didn't say my name at all.
Yeah.
It's like I forgot.
Yeah. Forgot what I was doing.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I know that. Oh,
somebody would love to answer that, I bet. That's TLC doing the theme for this 90s Nickelodeon show that starred Kenan Thompson.
Kelly.
Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
What is all that?
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Kelly.
A little, little F.
I sent all that. That one. In case anybody knew.
Yeah, I mean, now I recognize it totally.
Yeah, I sounded just like him.
You
yeah.
did.
Thanks, man.
I liked it.
Thanks. Shut up, Owings.
Alanis Morissette. Like Alanis Morissette. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
That's a tricky pause.
Maitland.
Maitland.
What is ironic?
Correct. Maitland with 2 points.
I was waiting for the.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
It seemed like a weird space spot to stop.
I don't write them. I just read them.
No, I'm not accusing you.
Stumbles and awkwardness.
I'm just saying.
The manual for this robotic 90s toy says, you can feed me by inserting your fingertip into my mouth.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Maitland.
Hot Wings.
What is a Furby?
Correct. Hot Wings is a half point.
I was also thinking Tickle Me Elmo. Remember how weird that was?
That is weird. But also, I didn't know the Furby was like, put your finger in my mouth. That's,
oh, yeah.
Well, that's weird in hindsight.
Uh-huh, I know. And they used to talk at night when you weren't touching them.
Don't like that. 90s Jeopardy. In the theme to this 90s sitcom, I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, yo, Holmes.
Kelly.
Smell you later.
No! Thanks. Maitland.
Oh, I was so first.
You were not. I totally beat you.
Tommy.
Not a chance.
What is Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Correct. Tommy with 3 points surges into the lead. After years as a backup singer, she hit it big in 1994 with All I Want to Do.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Who is Sheryl Crow?
Yes, and Hot Wings has created, finished the rest of his single point with that one. She was a backup singer for Michael Jackson,
yes.
right? For years?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Mr. Turner was Corey Matthews' teacher at John Adams High on this 90s sitcom.
Kelly. Maitland.
I don't know who was first.
Kelly, for sure.
It was definitely me.
For sure, Kelly.
Does anyone think someone else other than them was first? No one?
No.
Okay, Maitland. Just kidding, it was Kelly.
What is Boy Meets World?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Correct!
Yes!
Kelly now tied with 3 with Tommy, Maitland 2. A teenage icon in Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles, she spent the early 90s in... Paris.
Hot Wings.
Maitland. Tommy.
Hot Wings.
Who is Molly Ringwald?
Yeah. Wait, Tommy, did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Did Big Mouth Chuck say the answer in there?
Yeah.
Cheating Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
No.
Oh. Tommy, you get all your points revoked.
Oh, come on.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't make the rules here.
I remember who she is now. She has
it's a great
good
idea,
hair.
Though.
It is, isn't it?
The cast of this sitcom included Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, and in supporting roles, Brooke Shields and Tommy Chong.
Tommy.
Man.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
What is That 70s Show?
Correct. Tommy now with 6.
Ooh, those pauses are tricky. Oh, man.
I'm reading them as they're written.
Mm-hmm.
There's a comma there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really sat on that comma.
You did.
A little pregnant pause there.
Some people don't appreciate the comma. I like to celebrate the comma.
2024, the year of the comma.
Kiss from a Rose earned 3 Grammys for this British singer.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Hot Wings.
Who is Seal?
Yes, Hot Wings now has 1.5. Steve has 1. Maitland has 2. Kelly has 3. Tommy, 6. Meaning separateness, it was the official policy of racial segregation in South Africa.
Tom.
Until the 90s.
Steve. Tommy.
I think Maitland was first.
Oh, come on.
Seriously? I'm not doing it. Who was first?
Me.
Me.
It was not me.
You know, they cross each other out. Maitland.
What is apartheid?
Correct. Maitland now. With 4. You guys need to like change your vocal tones or something. It really does.
Yeah, one
it's hard
sing.
To tell.
Like when you buzz in, be like, Steve.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That'll make me buzz in faster.
Yeah.
Got it.
I like how you said that so like. Obviously,
okay.
If one of you would just sing, everything would be fine. Okay. Nearly 6 months after the attack on Nancy Kerrigan, this skater was stripped of her national title and banned from the sport. For life.
No!
Sorry.
Kelly!
Hot Wings.
Who is Tanya Harding?
Correct, Hot Wings with 2. That one was especially dirty. Filthy. Oh, yeah. If I were a pitcher, they'd say I'd got good stuff today. Mm-hmm. A lot of movement on his fastball.
Yeah.
Here we go. In 1995, this female trio was chasing waterfalls.
Kelly!
Kelly!
T, who is TLC?
That is correct. Kelly?
Yeah.
You have four.
Yes.
Tied for second with Mate the Great. On this 90s show, I can handle it. Handle is my middle name. Actually, it's the middle part of my first name.
Steve!
Steve!
What is Friends?
Correct!
Oh, because...
Chandler. The middle is Handle.
Oh. Oh, I was like, what? That really confused me.
Oh, that's the last one? I thought there was like 40 of these. Well, congratulations. Ooh. Tommy wins with six.
Yay! I like it when you get 3 points to me. You should do that more often.
Okay. Do you want more questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the game was over, though.
It's just starting.
Oh, Tommy.
But the first part was over. Now so it's confused. Is it double jeopardy now?
Let's see. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, no problem. It seemed like you need a little time for
it. They're no longer 90s anymore. So everybody gets the same amount of points the rest of the way.
No, I don't like that rule.
Well, they're no longer 90s. This list is the easiest questions ever on Jeopardy.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay? All right. So everybody gets a half point. No, not really. That's dumb. All right, here we go. Before we go to this round, the score. Tommy, 6. Kelly, 4. Mate, 4. Steve, 2. Hot Wings, 2. Hot Wings, you can make a run here.
I'm going to try.
Advertising slogans. Just do it.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Hot Wings. What is Nike?
Correct. Did you buzz in, Maitland, or just say Homer Simpson's dough?
I just said that because it's too easy.
Maybe you should try singing.
Maybe you should say it in a different way.
Maybe sing a song about disappointment.
I'm so sad.
Stonehenge. The ancient monument known as Stonehenge is found in this country.
Steve. Steve.
Kelly.
Steve.
What is England?
Correct. From now on, I would like your question to be answer appropriate. So that one would have been, where is England? Okay?
Okay.
No.
Yep. That's how it has to happen. New rule just made.
All right.
What happens in Vegas at the Graceland Wedding Chapel? Couples get hitched and serenaded by one of these impersonators.
Kelly. Who is Elvis? Presley.
That is correct.
You have to do it in an Elvis impression, though.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No. I don't know how to do Elvis.
Come on, give it a shot.
That only makes me want you to do it more.
You gotta like put your lip. No, I can't do it.
What,
how
like
does
a horse?
Talk?
Like a horse eating peanut
you
butter?
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
There you go.
That one.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
There we
I can't
go.
Do it either.
Yeah.
We might recite these jokes, whose second line is always, "Who's there?"
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
Hot Wings.
What are knock knock jokes?
Correct. Hot Wings has 4. As this title superhero, Tobey Maguire spun his web across New York.
Tommy.
City.
Tommy.
Ah! Kelly.
Tommy.
Who is Spider-Man?
Correct.
Sat on those commas. Oh, man.
It wasn't even a comma.
Yeah, there's not a comma in City.
There's no comma between New York and City. It's only New York, comma, New York.
Yeah.
You didn't see the question.
I know.
She doesn't have to see it.
Yeah, we know how it is.
She's lived on Earth for a minute.
I think we've broken Maitland.
Yeah.
Might be the most frustrated I've ever
Maitland's
seen you.
Maitland's contributions this round are, oh, and there's no comma, man. It's turned into Jeff Bridges. All right. The first Grammy for Best Rap Performance went to DJ Jazzy Jeff. And this, Fresh Prince
Maitland.
Of Bel Air.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Oh, who is Will Smith?
Correct.
Tommy's killing it.
Yeah.
He's doing great by not knowing initially and then waiting.
Yeah. Thank you for buzzing in first, everybody.
Huh? Oh, hey, Tommy.
Buy me a drink and I'll be your sweetie on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
This date.
I mean,
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Wasn't really an invitation.
Hot Wings.
What is Valentine's Day?
Incorrect.
Kelly. Oh,
Steve.
Tommy.
Maitland was next.
I was.
I think it might be Kelly, but.
Kelly's next.
I would also.
What is February 14th?
Correct.
Oh.
Hummings. Surprisingly.
No. Steve.
Steve.
When is February 14th?
Correct, Steve. Oh. You're right.
Yeah.
Kelly
no,
loses the point.
You
Steve
said
gets
this
the
date.
Point. Yeah.
Yep.
And when is February 14th? That's more accurate.
But what is
a date? Moving on.
Next one.
No, Kelly, you're right.
Because you're more asking like when is February 14th, and that's like it's February 14th. Stupid.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Right. A date is a noun. It's a what?
Yes.
We've gone to our judges during the commercial break, Kelly. And they've taken the point away from Steve and returned it to Miss Cheese.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The top 10 most populous cities in the U.S. include Dallas, San Antonio, and this other Texas city.
Tom Kelly.
Tommy?
Where is Houston?
Maitland.
That's incorrect. Maitland.
Where is Houston?
Correct.
What did I say?
You said where is, then you paused for an hour, started a new sentence, which
there was a comma.
Houston. That's not how commas work.
Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to pause forever.
I had to think for a second. I was going to say Lubbock for some reason. That's not it.
Yeah, that's the go-to big city.
Yep, everybody knows if you can't get to Dallas or San Antonio, you go to Lubbock to see the bright lights of the big world.
Yeah.
An actor takes one during these curtain calls.
Kelly.
How is?
Kelly.
What is a bow?
Correct.
No, it's a bowel movement.
What is a bow?
Last one, double points. This former Chicago Bull has a steakhouse in the station.
Steve.
Tommy.
Who is Michael Jordan?
Tommy.
Correct.
Oh.
Tommy finishes with 8. He's your champion today. Kelly, nice 7. Job. Steve finishes 3rd with 6. Then Mate and Hot Wings finishing with 5 and 4. What a game.
Big day.
Big day.
Solid.